So we have just a few minutes, if people have any, some questions.
Something that was coming up for me is I was recalling, I think it was Shun Yun who mentioned who's the guest and who's the host. Or like Ajahn Chah's, like you have the one seat of awareness and kind of there's things coming and going, but you have that one seat. And I was wondering how that incorporates a little with what we're doing. Kind of the host and the guest, I guess, would be like the khandhas are a guest, or the aggregates are a guest.
Well, I think, that's taking the practice onto another level. We use, you know, the stilling of the body and the mind to create that sense of undistracted knowing quality of the mind. As you're mentioning a Ajahn Chah simile of sitting in the chair of the room, or watching the visitors, or the still forest pool, where many visitors come, spend some time, and then leave. But the quality of the knowing mind is steady, is stable, and all the thoughts and feelings and emotions and distractions through the external sense bases, through the internal sense base, the mind base, they're just visitors in that quiet, still place. So that this peaceful calm that we're, and ease and well-being that we're establishing as a dwelling place in the mind becomes the ground for being able to see all of these visitors coming and going, but without engaging with them, without getting involved with them. They just have their time. They spend a little bit of time, and if you don't feed them, they don't stay. It's like giving them room, but not board. So they're there. They come. You don't give them a seat. You don't offer them comfortable situations. You don't indulge in them. And then they'll just naturally go somewhere else. Got it.
Sean, I find that if I'm able to settle and have this like kind of ease and spaciousness and calmness for this time, the next time I sit, if I kind of struggle to get into that mental state, I guess it takes a little longer, or it just doesn't settle as easily, I tend to get kind of frustrated, and I compare like the mental state of ease that I was able to get earlier in the day or earlier in the week, and it kind of creates this like tension and sort of like wanting to get to that ease again. And I don't know if you can just speak a little bit on that.
Well, just entering into it with the idea of it being a struggle to get back to what you had before is going to set you up for disappointment. Trying to see it as a state of mind that one has to struggle with and bear down with and recreate a previous experience is a sure setup for disappointment, I think. So it was basically just, using skillful encouragement of words very briefly to just set the stage again, you know, using maybe using your own kind of self-guided meditation to just bring you, just as, you know, using some words that are useful for you to help settle the mind and redirect you back to the body, back to the experience of the present moment. Non-judgmentally, I mean, not you still have to use your wisdom and discernment, and if there's obstructions or hindrances, to know those, but to just always encourage yourself just to come back to your present moment experience, whatever it is, and not to try and recreate an experience, recreate an insight from the past, not to measure yourself and your current experience against ideals or past experiences, but just to become present, to know what's there in a very wide open, spacious acceptance of the way it is. Moods will come, various energies will arise and pass away, and you don't need to get into judging them as right or wrong, or as something to get rid of, or something to struggle against. Those are all very charged words and charged attitudes. But to consciously and patiently redirect your attention to just breathing, settling, keeping it simple, keeping it in the body, not having to believe all of those opinions and words that are struggling to make themselves troublemakers for you.